While passage through the Strait of Hormuz remains severely disrupted, a new chokehold on the other side of Saudi Arabia in the Red Sea threatens to further restrict oil and gas supply. The Iran-backed Houthi group announced last week a blockade of the Bab al-Mandab Strait after attacking Saudi oil installations along the Red Sea coast. Data analytics platform Kepler has been closely monitoring maritime traffic in the region. Its director of commodity research is Matt Smith. He joined me earlier. Matt, what changes are we seeing in the flow of maritime movements through the Red Sea right now?
Well, we're seeing them slow down. So with the Houthis announcing that they're going to target Saudi tankers, we have seen a lot of hesitation, you know, obviously instigated by the Houthis hitting a couple of tankers last week. But we're also seeing a slowing down of loadings at Yanbu from Saudi Arabia and the Red Sea there. So there is clearly some hesitancy from them, and they're weighing up their options because, you know, as we have seen with the Strait of Hormuz over the last near 5 months, some tankers we'll go for it and be fine. Some may get hit. And so it seems like they're currently just assessing whether to send them north and out through the Suez Canal, because while that is a viable option, it adds another 4 weeks to your trip. And so there's a lot to be weighed up at the moment.
So what's the level of traffic look like at the moment in the Strait of Hormuz itself?
Strait of Hormuz has really slowed down. And so not too surprising, given that there was the Omani route, which is the one that hugs the southern corridor, kind of the southern coast there. And that was where we were seeing a pickup in traffic. We were seeing UAE shuttling crude out that way. And those were the tankers that got hit. And so we've seen the traffic slowing right down there. And then the traffic that we are seeing passing through is typically taking the Iranian route, which is at the northern part of the Strait of Hormuz, which is, you know, Iranian tankers or friendlies of Iran. So for all intents and purposes, the Strait of Hormuz is basically back to closed again here, apart from the odd tanker that is switching off its AIS and just going for it dark.
What are you seeing going through the Suez Canal? You're saying that some vessels are choosing that. Are you seeing an uptick in traffic there?
Not yet, but we expect to. If the situation remains where the Houthis are threatening Saudi, and to be clear, the Houthis have actually sent drones at Saudi oil facilities just earlier today, US time, and so there is that escalation there. But what it is actually typical to send some Saudi tankers through the Suez Canal. So what they do is, you can get a VLCC, which is the largest, a very large crude carrier. But what they have to do is take it to a port in Egypt, just south of Suez Canal, and then they send 1 million barrels of oil on the pipeline. Then the half-full VLCC goes through the Suez Canal and then goes collects the other 1 million barrels in the Mediterranean there. So it's not an unusual thing to do. It's just we expect that it is going to become more prevalent here as they choose to dial back on risk and make sure that the barrels continue to flow.
Is it expensive to go that way?
It costs more from a fuel perspective, from a time perspective, from an opportunity perspective. And so, yeah, there's all those things to take into account given the longer route. And it isn't just that. As the situation evolves here, if that tanker is going to go all the way through the Mediterranean, all the way around the west coast of Africa, the Cape of Good Hope, and then into Asia, that adds 4 weeks. But once that tanker discharges and then they're on the way back, they're not likely to run the risk of trying to go back into the Red Sea past the Houthis, even though they're not carrying a cargo. So there's the expectation that they have to go all the way around when they're empty to get back in through the Suez Canal. So it's adding sort of 8 weeks on a round trip there. So there's a lot to have to weigh up at the moment, sort of the opportunities versus the risks.
There has been something of a lull of hostilities between the US and Iran in recent days, with a hope that there may be a return to the negotiating table. Has that had any immediate impact on the Strait of Hormuz?
No, there's still the hesitancy in passing through there. The traffic is still at a trickle. If there is the developments in terms of diplomacy there, then we could see some type of opening up. But But for now, really, we've just taken one step forward, two steps back in terms of not being able to get these barrels onto the market. So it still feels we're a long way from resolving this situation.
Matt, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.